Hello, friend. The subject of death has perplexed many minds. Countless are the ideas swirling around of what happens at death. Satan is deceiving millions. Please join me over the next few minutes as we pull the curtain aside and expose Satan's biggest lie. Let's start at the beginning. God created Adam and Eve and made for them a beautiful home. In Eden was the tree of life and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God gave them access to everything except for one tree. We read that in Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die." Now that we've read the truth, let's begin to expose the lie. We find it in Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. The woman is beguiled by the serpent and enters into dialogue. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." This lie has been perpetuated since the beginning of time, like an avalanche that starts out small and becomes a massive wall of snow, ice, and debris. So has this lie buried our culture in false doctrine. We hear of the deceased being up in heaven, not dead, but in heaven looking down on us. Or worse yet, we hear, quote, "God needed them." But remember, God said that when sin entered, there would be death and we would surely die. Let's look at what the Bible actually has to say about what happens at death. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." That word spirit is better understood as the breath of life that returns to God. Genesis 2, 7 says that God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Notice man became a living soul. God didn't put a soul in him. It's not your spirit or any of your mental faculties that go anywhere. It is God's life-giving force. You simply stop breathing, you cease to exist. Let me explain it in this manner. In building a box, you have nails and boards combined together. When you separate the boards and nails, where did the box go? It ceases to be a box because the boards and nails are not together. Likewise, when God's spirit or breath of life returns to him and the dust returns to the ground, where did you go? Nowhere. You cease to exist because your existence is dependent upon the properties of dust and the breath of life. Those properties combined make a person or a soul. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." In other words, a soul is a person. Psalm 146, verse 4 says, "His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish." In Psalm 6, 5 it says, "For in death there is no remembrance of you, in the grave who shall give thee thanks?" God's word is our only safety in this deadly delusion that Satan has spread through millennia. Ecclesiastes 9:5 says, "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten." Did you catch that? The dead know not anything, no matter how the devil tries to spin it? Going back to Psalms chapter 115, verse 17, it says, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." Friends, don't you think that if our deceased loved ones were in heaven, that they certainly would be praising the Lord? Also, the Bible compares death to sleeping. Let's look at a few passages. Job 14, verse 12 says, "So man lies down and rises not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep." Psalm 13:3, "Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death." And Jesus used sleep as a way to describe the state of death in Luke chapter 8. Jesus is asked to heal a sick child, and on the way there, they receive news that she had died. Let's pick up the story in verse 52. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. So you see, this is clear that when someone dies, they're not in heaven or hell, but asleep in the grave. Because death is a mystery and not something we're able to understand completely, Satan takes advantage of you and I not being able to see beyond our physical limitations. His big lie is to convince you that you will live on in some form, somewhere, and you will not surely die. Friend, I understand that it can be difficult to give up a so-called truth that you believe for perhaps your entire lifetime. But I believe this very lie will cause many to be deceived just before Jesus returns by impersonating the dead, to try and convince us of unbiblical teaching. More on that in an upcoming episode. My appeal for you is that if you have been deceived by this way of thinking, that you be in prayer and ask God to help you have a clear understanding of what the Bible teaches. Remember God's Word? Yes, it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God bless you, friend. Until next time.